Once again, for meeting members online, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning, and we'll get to those questions as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Morning.
Good morning. As we just talked with Coach McDonald, quite a hard-fought battle between two nationally ranked teams in Harrisonburg last Saturday. You guys come out on top 21-0 as you've gone back and looked at it. What pleased you most about your team's effort?
Well, you know, just the fact that we're able to get the win. You know, New Hampshire is, you know, traditionally, you know, for years been one of the top teams in this league, and you know, Sean and his staff do a great job preparing the kids, and you know what you're getting when you go play them. I mean, they're going to be extremely physical, they're going to be well coached, they're going to play their butts off. And you know, they had, you know, what I think is two of the more dynamic offensive players in the league, in Trevor Knight and O'Connor, their wide receiver, and so it was one of those games you knew it was going to be a tough one. So I thought our kids did a great job of fighting all day long. I thought they came out with a lot of energy and a lot of intensity. And I thought they really competed for all four quarters and just really played their tails off. So really pleased to get a win against a quality ranked opponent.
We're here with JMU head coach Mike Houston. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got several in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Congratulations on the win on Saturday.
Thanks.
Looking at the stats, you've said this year you wanted to be balanced. You want to be able to run and pass, not maybe evenly, but do both how you wanted to. Were you pleased with the balance you had in Saturday's game?
We were. I mean, it's especially in the first half, I thought at times we looked how we want to look on the offensive side of the football. I thought we were able to get the running game going pretty good there, and you know, Brian connected with several different receivers and really had two great drives there in the first half where we started clicking. So it was good to see that, and I hope we can continue that this week.
And speaking of balance, looking at Rhode Island's numbers, they seem to do something very similar with the run and the pass game. I know you may not have seen much on them yet, but are you seeing that type of balance out of their game?
Well, what I'm seeing is a very explosive offense. You know, they've got the quarterback Lawson, who's kind of filled in there for Harris the last couple of games, and I think he's brought a new dimension to their offense with his ability to run the ball as well as throw it. You know, they have two of the top receivers in the league. Aaron Parker is extremely dynamic. And then 18 is I think he's maybe eighth or ninth in the league in receiving, has done a good job there. You've got Harold Cooper, who is an all-conference player coming back at running back. So, you know, what you see is an offense that can take it the distance on any given play, and that's the reason they're putting up such huge numbers.
Great, Coach. Thanks a lot. See you soon.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Mendia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mike, I know we've talked a little bit about red zone defense this year with what you guys are doing, being, you know, top in the country in red zone
right.
defense. I was looking back at last year, and you were kind of in the middle of the pack, like 70th nationally in red zone defense.
Right.
If you had to pinpoint a couple of reasons why red zone defense has been such a drastic jump in success, what would be a few?
Well, I think that, you know, the two big things are, number one, the emphasis that we put on as a staff. You know, we work red zone a lot against each other, and it's a huge emphasis for our defensive staff overall. You know, we really focus on trying to create turnovers, be great on third down, be great in the red zone. Because if you're a defense that does those things right there, you know, you're going to have success most Saturdays. So I think there's a big emphasis put on it. And then I think that you have players that have been in the system now for 2 years and understand, you know, conceptually what we're trying to do at that point in the field. And so I just think all those things, as much like the performance overall of our defense, all those things along with the experience is what you're seeing pay off down there.
Got it. And then I wanted to ask you quickly about Marcus Marshall. I know he didn't really have a touch after the first quarter. Was there a reason for that? Was he hurt? What was the situation with Marcus?
He got a little dinged up there, so we didn't see the need in trying to push it. And so we'll see how he progresses throughout this week, but we're expecting to have him this weekend.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Mike, you had 21 interceptions in 15 games last year, and you're already up to 17 after 8 games this year. Is there a particular reason that's happened?
Well, I mean, I think the thing that you see anytime you watch us is, number one, I think we're able to generate pretty good pressure on the quarterback with our defront and our pressures. And so I think certainly that's got an impact on it. And then number two, I think we have talented guys in the secondary that are in their second year in the system and are playing at a very high level. So I think it's just the combination of those two things that you're seeing the production there, you know, with the turnovers.
Hey, if I could follow up, Rashad Robinson's one of those guys, and he was sort of new on defense when he got to Madison. I just wonder if you could speak a word or two about his progress at that position.
Well, he's just, you know, number one, he's just an outstanding young man, and he's one of those guys that's going to – he's always going to play hard. He's always going to try to do his best. And you put that together with the fact he's got some ability, and he's really a tough kid. So he works very, very hard at improving himself. And you know, just like last week, you know, he's playing a little bit of a new spot there, playing the nickel slot. And he worked very hard last week to make sure that he was, you know, prepared for the ball game, and it really paid off on the slant route that he picked and ran back for the touchdown there in the third quarter because he played it perfectly. So I think it's just a culmination of seeing him progress due to hard work and the talented player that he is.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
The next question is from the line of Craig Haley with Stats.
Hey, Coach. Hope you're doing well. Question I asked Coach McDonald earlier. I just wanted to ask how your staff is handling the early signing period, you know, having that in December, just how you go about it differently this year being in season.
Well, you know, it's forced us to have, you know, a lot of official visits during the season, which is a little bit of a strain because, you know, obviously your primary focus is on the ball game. But you also have to be extremely focused on, you know, these players on the official visits because, you know, you wouldn't bring them on an official visit if they weren't, you know, a high caliber player. So it's been new. It's been a little bit of an adjustment for us, but it seems to have gone pretty well so far, and we anticipate on signing a pretty large number there during the early signing period. I do think that you'll see as the years go on, people will become a little more comfortable and kind of figure out a little bit, you know, what their strategy needs to be, though.
Sure. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Mike, you touched on John's question about the number of turnovers you guys have been able to force this season. Two big ones on Saturday, both times when New Hampshire was driving a little bit into your territory there at the end of the second quarter, and then that opening drive on Rashad's interception in the third quarter. How big of momentum changers were those plays?
Well, I mean, they were huge because of where they were at on the field. You know, with Rashad's, you know, it was kind of a game-changing deal there with, you know, not only forcing the turnover down there in the red zone, but, you know, able to turn it into 7 points. And on the other, with Jimmy's fumble recovery, again, you know, you're down there, you know, 25, 30-yard line, so they're knocking on the door. So it's just big to get those turnovers because I think, number one, you know, it certainly, you know, keeps New Hampshire off the scoreboard, but I do think that, you know, turnovers like that, they really are hard to handle for you know, for an opponent, because it just, you know, they work so hard to get down there, and I know how we are. We had the turnover in the red zone Saturday also. You work so hard to get down there, and then to come away with nothing, you know, it socks you pretty good. So you know, I think those two are huge for not only the score, but also for the momentum in the game.
Switching sides of the ball to your offense, Brian, with a solid day, 176 yards and a couple of TDs passing, able to set the JMU career touchdown passing record, which is pretty amazing. It only is basically 2 years as a full-time starter. Just your comments on him being able to get that record so quickly.
Well, I've said it many times before. He's just just a really special young man, and I just know that as a head coach, you know, you hope that your quarterbacks are always like a Brian Shore, just because he has all the intangibles in addition to having ability. And the way he leads, the way he carries himself, the way he represents the program off the field, the competitor that he is. And so just really proud of him. Very, very deserving to be holding that record. And probably the greatest thing about him is he could really care less. He's happy we got a win Saturday, and he's motivated for this week, and he really doesn't care anything about the touchdown record.
Just touch a little bit on special teams before we go. Harry O'Kelly averaging almost 42 yards on 8 punts and then came up with that big 30-yard run. I know you talked about having a rugby-style kicker earlier this season,
right,
when we talked about him, but what's the – do you give him the green light to be able to, if he sees it, to go, or how does that work?
Well, I mean, it's a thing we scout out each week, and we kind of anticipate what kind of look we're going to get. You know, he's got kind of a checklist pre-snap he looks at, and then, you know, depending on just how they defend the edge, you know, he knows if he can or if he can't. And there's certain areas of the field that we let him read it, and there's certain areas of the field we don't. So it just kind of depends on the situation and what we're up against. But, you know, certainly that was a big point in the ball game, and that was a big boost in momentum for our team when he was able to successfully pull that off. And he's getting more comfortable. You know, early in the year he was still kind of feeling his way around, but you know, he's getting more comfortable with you know, playing the game and being in that situation, and so I think that's where you're seeing, you know, the improved production from the punting stats.
Long road trip for you guys this Saturday, going to Rhode Island, a Rhode Island team that's coming off a road win at UAlbany. You've touched a little bit about them in the open, but what are some of the keys for your team on Saturday?
Well, I think number one is just handling being on the road, and it's going to be a tough place to play. You know, they are much improved over last year. I mean, just physically looking at them on film, you can see the growth and the work that's been put in the weight room, and I think that they're improving all three facets, all three phases of the game. And so, you know, we're going to have to go up there. We're going to have to, you know, be able to defend what is a very explosive offense. And we're going to have to be able to move the ball against a defense that really played outstanding against Albany last week. So I think it's going to be a huge challenge for us. You know, I've talked to our kids at length yesterday about, you know, taking a solid look at the film and seeing Rhode Island for what they are, and they're a CAA football team that's playing very, very well right now. And so we're going to have our hands full on Saturday.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thanks. All right.